Gemara says in Avodah Zarah on Daf Samach Zayin, Omid Aleph, going over to Omid Beis. Omer Rabbi Yavo, Omer Rabbi Yochanan. Kol shetamo umamasho osir velokin olav. When you have a mixture of Iser that fell into Heter, if you have tamo, the taste, umamasho, the actual Iser, then it's osir, and if you eat it, you get malchus. Continues the Gemara, continues Rabbi Yochanan, Bezek zayis bechde achilas pras. That's provided you have a concentration of a kezayis in a pras, within a pras. Rashi says it's a machlokas rishonim, it's four beitzim. So it means there's a concentration, it's a machlokas what a kezayis is, let's assume it's a half a kebeitza. So basically, if a pras is four beitzim and a kezayis is half a kebeitza, so it's a concentration of 1 and 8. So if it's that concentrated and you taste it and you eat it, you get malchus. Continues Rabbi Yochanan. Tam ovelo mamasho. If you have the taste and you don't have the actual mamashos, the actual iser is not so much there, even though you taste it, it's aser, you're not allowed to eat it, vein lo kinola, but you don't get malchus. Now, when the Gemara says you don't get malchus, it could either mean that it's only aser midrabbanan, or perhaps it's still aser min haTorah, but nevertheless there is no malchus from reasons that we'll have to see. One has to explain what is the difference between mamasho and not mamasho in mitzius. What exactly is tamo and what is mamasho? What does it mean? And why is halacha different? Offhand, tamo means you taste it. You can taste the isur when you eat the heter. Mamasho means lechora that the isur is still there and it wasn't removed. It wasn't that it fell in, gave test, and you took it out. Rather, it means that what? That the Iser is still there, and perhaps it didn't fall apart and didn't melt, and its actual mamushis is still around. In order to understand what exactly is going on in the sugya, one needs a little bit of background in the inyanim of Tarovas and in Yerideya. In mixtures, there are two types of mixtures in halacha. One is called lach balach, moist and moist, liquid and liquid, and one is called yavish b'yavish. Now, it doesn't mean always literally moist and dry. Rather, on a conceptual level, there are totally different types of mixtures. Yavish b'yavish means it's a problem of identification. There are three pieces of meat here. Two are kosher and one is not kosher. Nothing is given a taste in anything else. Each one is wrapped up in a wrapper. I just can't identify them. And then the halacha is that if it's bata barov, means that anytime I eat a given piece, I can simply, as lina basara ruba, follow a row. When you're dealing with lach balach, then something gave taste into something else. It absorbed taste. And then if it's batal, it means that the majority, or the large majority of heter, has destroyed and annulled the taste of the iser, and it's permissible to eat. The Shach points out in Yerideh in Simon Kuftes that sometimes you can have a shaila which has both involved. For example, you have a pot of boiling meatballs, and there are 10 meatballs in the pot, and there's gravy and vegetables, and a non-kosher meatball falls in. So, first you have to figure out, does a non-kosher meatball give taste into the pot? So if you figure it out that you have 60 between the gravy and the kosher meatballs and the vegetables against the non-kosher meatball, it's Baltal B'shishim. But then you take out all the meatballs, you line them up on the table, and you know that there's a non-kosher meatball here. It didn't fall apart. Then you have to deal with the shayla of yavish b'yavish, and you have to deal with each shayla independently. So the two types of tarovis and halacha, one is lach b'lach, giving of taste, and one is yavish b'yavish, a present problem of identification. Now, there's another subdivision. There's what's called halacha min b'mino and min b'sheino mino. Sometimes it falls into its own min, its own thing, meat in meat, milk in milk, and sometimes it's min b'sheino mino. A meat falls into a pot of soup, falls into vegetables, and one has to figure out what the halacha is here. There's halacha further on here in the Masechta Daf Samach Tes that Iser is batal b'shishim. It's annulled by 60 times against it. That is the shear that generally annuls taste. And therefore, if you can't taste it, look at Ravas Halacha in Chulin Daf Tzadi Zayin. it's not kosher, a Jew can't taste it, or there's no goy around, and nowadays we don't rely on a goy. So then you rely on 60, the 60 annuls the taste. Now, l'chora, this halach of 60 only makes sense in the context of lach b'lach, when it gave taste, and only makes sense in min b'sheino mino, because there you can taste it. Now, what exactly is the halach of all these cases? Right now we're just going to discuss lach b'lach. Yavish b'yavish is not so relevant over here. What is halach of lach b'lach? Let's discuss min b'mino lach b'lach. Right? Non-kosher gravy falls into kosher gravy, and it has all the same taste. Min b'mino. What is the halach here? This is a major machlokas tanaim in many places, on chulin adav kuf, adav kuf test. It shows up in Menachos. Rabbi Yudah holds, Tana Rabbi Yudah holds, min b'mino is not bottom. It's based on a drasha, Dama par v'dama sarif, and avodos yom ha-kippurim, look at Menachos chaf beis amid beis. But the conceptual reason why min b'mino is not bottle is because for a bittel, you have to have hidden akshut. It has to be crashed. Something has to be different and know something else. And if it's the same taste, it doesn't know that it just strengthens it. That's Rabbi Yehuda Shita. The Rabbanim disagree and say no, min b'mino is bottle, and it's the same taste as bottle in a simple row. So it comes out that min b'mino, according to Rabbi Yehuda, is not bottle. One drop makes everything awesome. According to the Rabbanim, it's bottle in a simple row. Rashi in Chulin Daf Kuf Tes is machmir like Rabbi Yehuda, but most Rishonim, and that's how we paskin in Yerodei Sima Tzadiches, paskin like the Rabbanan, that min b'mino on a deoraita level is bottle in a simple row. That's as far as min b'mino. Now, min b'she'eino mino. If one min falls into another min, non-kosher gravy falls into a vegetable soup. Here there's also a machlokas in the Gemara and a machlokas had a paskin. There are shitas in the Gemara, look in Psachim in the third parak in Eilu Ovid, the tam ki ikar is also min ha-Torah. If it's min b'sheino mino, and it gives taste, it's also min ha-Torah. Tam ki ikar. If you taste it, it's like the actual Easter is here. There are shitas which argue and say, you don't darshan the psukim this way, and tam ki ikar is not min ha-Torah, and it's built on a simple row. Now, Rashi, it's quoted here in Tosis and Avodah Zohar and Daf Samach Zayin, Paskin's Tam Ki Ikar is not min ha-Torah. The main Rashi is in Chulin. However, most Rishonim disagree, and we Paskin Yerodea, the Tam Ki Ikar is min ha-Torah, and you need 60 to annul it. So it comes out, Halacha L'maisir, without Rashi, the way we Paskin, Min B'Sheino Mino, we Paskin Tam Ki Ikar is also min ha-Torah, and therefore you need 60 min ha-Torah to annul. If one min fell into another min, not the same taste, you need 60 min ha-Torah in order to annul it. Min b'mino, the same taste, min ha-Torah is bought on a simple rove. Doesn't give taste, it's bought on a simple rove, not like Rabbi Yehuda. However, mid rabbanan, you need 60 exera of mino or tu'eino mino. So it comes out aloch alamaisa, min b'sheino mino, lach b'lach, you need 60 min ha-Torah. Min b'mino, you only need 60 mid rabbanan. The nafkamin would be of a suffix. We have a suffix shishim. We say if he's suffix, the rice of lechuma, suffix, rabban of lekula. Of course, halacha lemaisa, you have to check with your rab. Not every suffix is a valid suffix. According to Rashi, everything is totally the opposite from what we pass it. According to Rashi, min b'mino is not bought at all. One drop makes everything aser. And eino mino needs 60 only midrabban. With this background, one can start approaching our Gemara. Rashi over here, if you look carefully, and more explicitly in Chulin and Daf Tzadiches, explains the Gemara as follows. When the Gemara says here in the second halacha, Tamo v'lo mamasho, if you taste it, but there's no mamashos of the Easter, you just taste it. So according to Rashi, Tam Kikar is not min ha-Torah. Tam Kikar is not min ha-Torah. Min b'shein ominu is bato baro. Therefore the Gemara says over here, if it's tamo v'lo mamasho, it's aser. It's aser midrabanin. Midrabanin, you need 60. Ve'ein lo kin olav. There's no malchus because tam kikar is not aser min ha-Torah. Therefore, the top Rashi says on Samach Zayin on Midveis, tamo v'lo mamasho, kagon, cholav shenafa l'kdera. Milk fell into a pot, I assume a pot of meat. Ochelav shenafa nimoach. Or chelav fell in and melted. She'ein mamasho ve'ein. It melted down. There's no actual mamashis there. It melted down. and therefore you only taste it. There's no isur d'oraisa tam kikus lam in atara, and therefore it's also ve'ein lokim olam. What is tama v'loma mashu mean? Excuse me, what is tama uma mashu? What's the first halacha? Tama uma mashu when you're loka. There it didn't fall apart. The actual isur is still recognizable. You see the actual isur, the isur fell, and you still see it there. What's the chiddush? The chiddush is it broke apart a little bit. You see it, but it broke apart. Rashi explains over here that even though you don't eat it at once, you eat it slowly, because you have to eat everything else as well, since you see it, it's not batal. And even though it takes you a certain amount of time to eat it, as long as you eat it in the time span of achilas pras, your achila joins together, it's mistar for the shir. That's what Rashi writes over here on Samach Zayin Amid Aleph. Ba'al kagon zen namar shir kaziyas achzayis v'chle achilas pras. Halacha l'mer shemi sinai. The point is, even though it took you a while to eat it, if you ate it in the time span of achilas pras, then it's mitzaref in your loka. So it comes out, according to Rashi, the first case is, you see the actual isur. You see the actual isur, it didn't melt, didn't fall apart, and therefore there's no bittul. You actually see it there. The only thing is, you don't eat it all in 1 second, in one eating. It took a little bit of a time span. It is when the time span of achilas pras, the time that it takes a normal person to eat, forbates him, then if you ate the whole kazayis in that time span, it's mitzarev, it joins together, you ate the shear of isur in the right amount of time, and therefore you are loka. In the second case, the isur fell apart, it melted down, there's no mamashus of the isur. So even though you taste it, Rashi's tam kikur is not minatara, and therefore it's not also minatara, and therefore there's no malchus. That's how Rashi read the Gemara. He understood that our Gemara holds tam kikur is la minatara. Tosfos here, the bottom Tosfos on Samach Zayin Amid Aleph, goes over to Amid Beis, along Tosfos, Rabbeinu Tam attacks Rashi Shita and claims that Tam Kikur is Minat Torah. And therefore, he cannot explain the Gemara here like Rashi. So if you look at the Tosfos on Amid Beis, what's going on here? So if you look on the third line of the Tosfos on Amid Beis, he says, Ahi Dahacha, Tamo Velo Mamasho, Mayr B'min B'mino. He says the case over here is min v'mino. Min v'mino, you don't taste anything. So, according to Rabbeinu Tam, we don't pass like Rabbi Yehuda. Min v'mino is built on a simple robe. Therefore, min atar it's built of a robe. Mid rabbanin yik shisha. Therefore, over here, what does tamo mean? You don't taste it. It means it's an amount. Had it not been v'mino, had it been eino mino, it's enough that would have given taste. It's 1 to 20, 1 to 10, 1 to 50. You would have tasted had it been eino mino. So that amount in mino, right? Tamo, the amount that would have given taste. And not mamasho. So minat Torah, it's built on a simple robe. It's min b'mino. Yoni shishim midrabanan. So it's also, because midrabanan, you need shishim. But ein lo kimalav, there is no isur d'oraisa. Now, that's the second case. What's the original case? Of Tama Uma Masho. So the original case, Tosa says, is like Rashi. It didn't fall apart, and you see the actual Isur. Now Tosa adds a slight point here. He writes here in the skinny lines, towards the beginning of the skinny lines, he says that you only loka on Tama Uma Masho if you recognize the Isur. You see it and you can identify it. But if there are pieces are there, but you can't identify them, then you're not loka. Tosa says, "Who adin afilim haya tama mamash yisuben? Even the tama mamash is ben. That what you're not loka unless you recognize it. I assume that's because if you don't recognize it in a given spoonful, you don't know whether you're actually eating the iser. And since the robe is not the iser, it's a shayla of yavish biyavish. Every given spoonful, you don't know whether you're eating the iser, and that why it won't be an iser minha." Torah, and you won't be loka. So basically, the first line, more or less, Rashi and Tosfos learn the same way. The Isur is recognizable. The Chiddush is it's mitzarev kizayis bechle achilas pras. The second case, why are you not? Why is no Isur minat Torah? So Rashi says because Tam Kikur is not minat Torah, and Tosfos says it's talking about min be mino. That is pshat number two in our Gemara. Then, if you continue in the Tosfos. Towards the last 5-6 skinny lines of the Tosfos, Tosfos quotes Rabbeinu Eliyahu. Rabbeinu Eliyahu is a famous Baal HaTosfos. Famous Baal HaTosfos who says you have to tie your knots on your tefillin every day. You know, Paskin that way. So Rabbeinu Eliyahu says, no. Really, Rabbeinu Tam is right. And Tam Kikur is also Min HaTorah. And or not like Rabbeinu Tam though, it's talking about min b'sheino mino. In halacha, Rabbeinu Tam is right. Tam kikra zosim en atar. In pshat over here, he concurs it's min b'sheino mino. So why isn't it? Why aren't you loka? Says the Rabbeinu Eliyahu, because it's not a kazayis b'chnei achilas pras. In other words, it's exactly both the ratio and the sefer are min b'sheino mino, and we hold tam kikra zosim en atar. This is the first case. There is a concentration of kezayis bechnei achilas pras, so you eat enough of the iser to be loka. In the second case, there is not enough of the iser, and therefore, in the related time span of kezayis achilas pras, you will not eat enough in order to get the malchus. Now, what do the words mamasho and eno mamasho mean? So, l'chari means that if there is a concentration of kezayis bechnei achilas pras, even though it melted down, that is called the mamashas of iser. Since potentially you can eat kezayis bechdei achilas pras, luchara pshat is there's enough of concentration, that's called the mamashas of iser. But if there's not a kezayis bechdei achilas pras, it's not 1 to 8, it's 1 to 10, 1 to 20, but you still taste it, then it's not called mamasho, and you only have the taste, and there's no malchus. But simply you didn't need enough of a shear. Now, in this second case that you tasted, and your whole time kikur is also in Torah, but there's not enough for kezayis bechdei achilas pras, not enough that you eat the shear in the allotted amount of time, and there's no malchus. Is this an Isur d'oraisa or an Isur d'rabbanan? This is a machlokas Rambam and Ravid. The Rambam in Hilchos Ma'acholos Asuros in Perek Tesvav Halachas Beis to Gimel, and again in Hilchos Nizirus Perekei Halachas Zayin, hold it's only Asur mid'rabbanan. But the Ravid there in Hilchos Nezirus says it's Osir min HaTorah. In other words, if you have enough that you taste it, and you hold Tam Kikra's Osir min HaTorah, but there is no chance of your eating Kezayis Bechdei Achilas Pras here, because there is simply not enough of the Iser, is it Osir min HaTorah or not? The question is, we know, we pass in the Rav Yochanan, in the last parak of Yuma, Chatzi Shir is Osir min HaTorah. We pass in the Chatzi Shir is Osir min HaTorah. Is there a Chatzi Shir or not? So the Avnei Milum at the end of the Sefer, his Tshuvos, says, that's the Machlokas Rambam and Ravid here, is that Chatzi Shir apply here. And the reason why the Rambam holds it doesn't apply here is because in order to make Chatzi Shir Osir Min HaTorah, it's Achshavit. Since you ate less than a Shir, you were Machshavit. So normally, you eat a Chatzi Shir, you're Machshavit. But here, it's part of a whole mixture. You're not being Machshavit by eating less than the Shir, and therefore Chatzi Shir Osir Min HaTorah doesn't apply because you're not Machshavit. However, according to the Ravid, this is not necessary, and therefore you don't need Achshavei, and that's why Chatzi Shir Osir Min HaTorah applies. So if you plug in the Rambam in the Rabbeinu Eliyahu's Pshat, it says Ein Lokin, and it's only Osir Midrabanan. There's no Chatzi Shir Osir Min HaTorah. You plug in the Ravid, Ein Lokin, there's not a Shir, but it's still an Osir Min HaTorah. There's an issue here with this Pshat. L'chor, the Gemara has another Pshat in Chatzi Shir Osir Min HaTorah, that it's Chazi Vitzstrufi, not of Achshavei. The Achronim Meshuas Yaakov deals with this. One learns the sugi, the other one has to deal with this problem. Anyway, that is pshat number 3. We had Rashi, we had the Rabbeinu Tam, and we had the Rabbeinu Eliyahu. Finally, the fourth pshat in Tosfos, Harav Rav Yosef's pshat, the Bala Tosfos Harav Rav Yosef, in the first wide line in the Tosfos and Amud Beis, has another pshat. And he says, he's talking about min b'sheino mino. And we hold Tam Kikra's Osir Min HaTorah. And even in the Sefer, you have Kezayis Bechdei Achilas Pras. Just still, there's no Malchus. Why? Because in the Sefer, the Iser melted down. It's not Nikar, the Iser melted down. So what? You taste it, and it's Min B'Shein Amino, and the Kezayis Bechdei Achilas Pras. Rabbeinu Tam, Rabbeinu Harav of Yosef, says that even though Tam Kikar is also Min HaTorah, nevertheless, it's a new Iser. In other words, the Torah says you can't eat chela, dam, nevela, trefa. You can't eat it when it's there. If you don't actually see the Isur, you just taste it, that's an Isur d'oraisa of Tam Kikar. But according to Rabbi Rav Yosef, this is a brand new Isur. And it's learned out of Geulei Nochrim. The Torah says in Parshas Matos that when they came back with the clay midyon, they had a kasha of the kelim. They had a kasha of the kelim because if you're cooking them, you taste the Isur. So you see from that that what? If you taste the Iser, it's also. You cook in a non-kosher pot, there's no actual Iser here. Just the taste, says you have to kasher. You see that the taste makes it awesome. However, all the Torah says is kasher. So if you don't kasher and you cook and you eat, you're over in Iser Aseh. Therefore, if you taste the Iser, but it's really melted down, you just taste it, even though it's still Aser, nevertheless, it's not the original Iser of Dam that fell in, or Chay that fell in, or Neve that fell in. It's a brand new Iser, and it's only in Iser Aseh, and there's no Malkus. Therefore, in the first case, you see the actual Iser there. Like Rashi said, just a question of time. So there, the actual Iser is there. You see the little pieces of Iser. The question of being mitzdarif, the original Iser is there, and therefore you say what? They're mitzdarif if you eat it, kezayis bechdechid aspas, and you're a loka. But in the second case, it's melted down. It's melted down, just you taste it. Therefore, there, it's exeris akosiv of tam kikur, but it's not the original Iser, it's a new Iser. And that's only an Iser aseh, and therefore there is no malchus. Now, Rabbeinu Tam negates his pshat in the third white line, the kosher Rabbeinu Tam. He says, inachinami, it might be based on the positive of gulei nachrim. But when the Torah says you have to kasher, it's not saying it's a new Iser. It says you have to kasher, because the original Iser is here. Therefore, if you don't kasher and there's chelev there, you're over chelev. If you don't kasher, there's nevela there, there's nevela there. If you don't kasher and there's dam there, there's dam there. The original Iser is always there. Now, this machlokus, whether Hadra Isurit Kame, is a major machlokus Rishonim, and Harav Rav Yosef is not the only Rishon who says that it's a new Iser, but he's the only one who says it in a way that'll make pshat in this Gemara a viable pshat. For example, if you look in the Baal Amor and the Ravid on the Rif in the third parak of Psachim, they also say it's a brand new Iser. But they don't learn out of Gulei Nachrim. They say the Makar of Tam Kikar is V'chol Mishras Anavim Lo Yishteh, a pasuk by Nazir. Now, it's a brand new Iser, but it's a Lo Saseh. It's a Lo Saseh. It's not an Iser Aseh. So according to the Ravid and according to the Baal Amor, if you eat something which is a taste of Iser, you won't be over the original Iser, but you'll get Malkus. You can't say Ein Loka. You can't say Ein Loka Nalav because there's a Lo Saseh in him. Only the Harav Rav Yosef, who says the source of Tam Kikur La'aloch is Gulei Nachrim, there's no Lo Saseh. He could say, therefore, there's no Malkus. So it comes out as follows. If you hold, like Rabbeinu Tam, Hadri Surli Kameh, so if it's Chelev or Dam, and you taste it, you'll get Kares, because you get the original Iser. According to the Ravid in the Baal Amor, you won't get Karis, not the original Iser, but you get Malkus now because of Chol Mishras Anavim. According to Rabbi Yosef, it's only an Iser Aseh. So therefore, in order to say this pshat over here, you have to say it's a new Iser, but the new Iser can't contain a Los Aseh, because then you'll get Malkus anyway. The truth is, there's another group of Rishonim argue on this. There's an Iser on Pesach of Chametz Gomor, and then there's an Iser of Chametz Ayidei Ta'arovas. Chol Matzmeses Lo Sochelu. The Gemara in the third parak of Sochem Darshan's out, Chametz Dog and Gomor Ayidei Ta'arovas. You have Ta'arovas Chametz, this is a Losas. A Chametz Gomor, you get Karis. A Chametz Dog and Gomor Ayidei Ta'arovas, so it's only a Losas. Fine. Now, when the Rambam quotes this halacha, Im Sefer HaMitzvos, in Losas HaKuf Tzadiches, in Hilchos Chametz Matzah, in the first parak halacha vav, he quotes this. And then he says, and you get Malkus on this, provided it's a kezayis bechdei achilas pras. The Ramban there in Sefer HaMitzvah says, if it's a kezayis bechdei achilas pras, it's not, you get kares, because you taste it, and you eat enough of it within the time span of achilas pras, you get kares here. It's not a losasa. There are different ways the Acharim to explain the Rambam. The Gra in Hilchos Pesach and Siman Tof Nun Gimel Os Beis explains the Rambam that he also agrees with the group Rishonim that Tam Kikur is a new Iser, except unlike Harav Rav Yosef, who learns it out from Gulei Nachrim, unlike the Baal Amor and the Rav, who learned that Chol Mishras Anavim, according to the Rambam, as understood by the Gra, the source of Tam Kikur, the Halacha, is Chol Machmetes Lo Sochelu. That's the source in Kol HaTorah Kula. So essentially, you have four sheets of Rishonim. A lot of Rishonim hold like Rabbeinu Tam, it's the original Iser. Then you have Harav Rav Yosef, it's an Iser Aseh. Then you have a group of Rishonim hold to Los Aseh. But they are two groups, the Baal Amor and the Ravid on the Rif in the third parak of Psachim, holds this from Chol Mishras Anavid by Nazir. And the Rabbam, according to that, it's ending the Gra, holds Kol Machmetz Eslo Socheilu. coming back over here, and we make a synopsis of the different shitas we have over here. So it comes out that one can sum up Shad and his Gemara as follows. If you deal with a Sefer, you have Tamo, you taste it, Velo Ma'amasha. And Yerim Ma'amasha is the Iser. Halach is not Loka. Why not? Rashi holds, it's Min Ve'en Omino. The reason there's no Malkus is because Tam Kikr is not Minat Torah. L'shitasar from Chulin. Rabbeinu Tam says, why is there no Malkus in the Sefer? Tam Kikr is Minat Torah. It's talking about Min Bemino. As Tosis has in the beginning of the top of the Tosin Amid Beit. Then you have Rabbeinu Eliyahu who says, why is there no Malkus here? Because you simply don't need enough of a Shia. There's no Kizayis Bechdei Achilas Pras. Tom Kikar is Minat Torah. And you taste it here. And it's Min Bein Amino. You simply don't need enough in order to get Malkus. Whether it's Yisr Deraisa Draban, or we say it depends upon the Rambam arriving, whether it's a Chatzi Shir. And finally you have Harav Rabbi Yosef who says, that why is there no Malkus here? Because Tam Kikr is a new Iser. So why is there no Malkus? Again, Rashi says because Tam Kikr is Drabonin. Rabbeinu Tam says it's Min Bemino and therefore 60 is only Din Drabonin. Rabbeinu Leo says you have Exais B'dechilas Pras, you're enough of the Iser. And Rabbi Yosef says Tam Kikr is also Min HaTorah. The thing is though, is that it's an Iser Aseh. That's as far as the Sefer. As far as the Resha is concerned, most Rishonim concur with Rashi that you see the actual Iser here, and the Chiddush is that even though you ate it over a time span, it fuses together over the time span of Achilas Pras. However, according to Rabbeinu Eliyahu, it could very well be that it melted down, but since there's a conservation of Kizayis Melted Achilas Pras, you are Loka. Now, there is a Machlokish Rishonim on the following point. Let's assume you hold Tom Kikra's Minat Torah. And let's assume you get Malkus on it. Not like a Rav Reb Yosef. You get Malkus on Tom Kikra. How much do you have to eat in order to get Malkus? So according to the Rabbeinu Eliyahu here, and according to the Rambam beginning of the 15th parak of Hilchos Macholos Asuros, you have to eat a Kizayis with the real Iser. In other words, Tom is in Bato, but you have to eat a Kizayis of the original Iser. And therefore, if you have the taste, this means it's not Batal. But in order to get Malkus, you have to eat a Kizayis of the original Iser, and therefore you'll have to have eaten the Kizayis of the actual Iser with the time span of Achilas Pras. However, the Rosh in Chulin in the 7th Perek, in Oslam and Aleph, quotes the Rabbeinu Tam, who says that once you taste it, once there's taste in it, and Tam Kikr is also in that Torah, you get Malkus in any one Kizayis of the mixture. The Rosh Kos Rabbeinu Tam, Peresh Rabbeinu Tam, the Tam Kikor, Min Bein Amin is Doraisa. And since it gives the taste, Nebach Kulos Iser, the whole thing becomes Iser, and you're Loka on any Kizayis of it. In other words, there's a major machlokes between the Rabbeinu Tam against the Rabbeinu Eliyahu and the Rambam. According to the Rabbeinu Eliyahu and the Rambam, Tam Kikor just means it's not bottle. That's it. But what's usher is usher. What's mutter is mutter. You taste it. It's not batal. So you have a problem of eating it. But what's only usher is the original Iser. Therefore, you have to eat enough of the original Iser in the proper time span in order to get Malkus. However, according to Rabbeinu Tam, once you taste it, hen nepachlios Iser, and memele, what's mutter, and has an usher taste, becomes the actual Iser, and you get a Malkus in any one Kizayis. That's why over here, in our Tosfos, the Rabbeinu Tam cannot learn like the Rabbeinu Eliyahu. Because the Rabbeinu Eliyahu said what? That the Sefer is talking about, you don't have a Kizayis Bechdei Achilas Pras, that's why there's no Malkus. You don't need enough of a time span. But according to the Rabbeinu Tam, once you taste it, every Kizayis is actual Iser. So therefore, Rabbeinu Tam was forced to say that Rabbi Yochanan's second halacha was min b'mino. But had it been min b'she'en amino, even though there's no concentration of Kizayis with the Achilas Pras, it had to napachlios Iser, and you'd get Malkus in any one Kizayis. Now, there is one more shita over here. The Rosh there in Chulin quotes Rabbi Chaim Cohen. Rabbi Chaim Cohen has not Rabbeinu Eliyahu, but with a little different added point, could be Rabbeinu Elazar holds like this, but it doesn't say it explicitly in Tosfos. Reb Chaim Cohen holds you don't say Hetan Apach Lios Yisur. You taste it, you don't get Malchus and any Kizayis. But Reb Chaim Cohen holds if there's a concentration of Kizayis Bechle Achilas Pras, once you have a concentration of one day, Kizayis Bechle Achilas Pras, then you say Hetan Apach Lios Yisur. Reb Chaim Cohen says Stam taste doesn't make it all awesome. But if there's a concentration of Kizayis Bechle Achilas Pras, then Hetan Apach Lios Yisur. So, and then he says, that's Peshat in our Gemara. He says that Rabbeinu Eliyahu is right, but now I know what the word Mamasho means. If this is a Kizayis Bechle Achilas Pras, right, then Heter Nepach Lios Yisur. And then it's called Tamo Mamasho, because the actual Heter became the actual Yisur, and anyone Kizayis Yoloka. If there's no Kizayis Bechle Achilas Pras, then what? Then you don't say Heter Nepach Lios Yisur. So as a result, only what's osir is osir with smutter or mutter. You taste it, it's not osir. But there is no potential of malchus because you don't say hetan apach lios yisur. You don't eat the yisur in the proper amount of time. So the chiddush of this Rabbeinu Tam over here in the Russian Chulin, there's a concept of hetan apach lios yisur. This is a very fascinating topic. There's a concept in Yoridea of chaticha nase nevela. Now, when it comes to basar b'chalav, everybody agrees chaticha nase nevela. Let's explain this. If I cook a piece of meat in milk, and I generated basar b'chalav chalil, okay? And then this piece of basar b'chalav now falls into a pot of a lot of meat. And when I figure out shishim, the halacha is I need shishim against the whole piece of basar b'chalav, and not just against the milk. Because chaticha nasa nevela, the basar b'chalav became osur, and this is the isur, the fusion of basar b'chalav with isur, and then I need a shishim against the entire piece together. Chaticha nasa nevela, the piece became the non-kosher item. So therefore, even though I have 60 against the milk in the piece of basar b'chalav, that's not enough. I need 60 against the entire piece of basar b'chalav. Chaticha nasa nevela. That is agreed to by everyone in Shulchan Aruch. However, there's a major machlokis Rishonim and a machlokis Machaber Ramah. Tosin Chulin Daf Kuf quotes a machlokis Rabbeinu Ephraim and the Rabbeinu Tam. In other Isurim, if I have a piece of kosher meat and I falls on it not kosher gravy and it falls on it in a pot, it makes it awesome. So this piece is now awesome. It didn't have 60 against the non-kosher gravy. So this piece is 90% kosher meat and 10% non-kosher gravy. And then it falls into a pot of kosher food. Do I need 60 against the whole piece, or just non-kosher gravy? So the Rabbeinu Ephraim, and this is how the Mechaber Paskes and Simat Tzadi Beis and Hilchos Basar B'chalav says, you don't say chaticha nase nevela, you just need 60 against the actual Isur. Why? By Basar B'chalav, the milk isn't what's osur, and the meat isn't what's osur. The fusion of basar, of meat and milk, is what's osur. So the fusion is what's osur. That becomes the nevela. You need 60 against the whole thing. When you have kosher and non-kosher, the kosher basically is kosher. The non-kosher is non-kosher. Therefore, you just need 60 against the real Isur and against the non-kosher gravy, not against the whole piece. That is the Shita Rabbeinu Ephraim. But the Rabbeinu Tam holds, you say chaticha nasa nevela by all Isur. By all Isur, you say chaticha nasa nevela. That's how the Ramah Paskins in Yoridea and Siman Tzadi Beis. Why? So if you look in the Shach there in Yoridea, he says, it's in Isur, Din de Rabbanan, Mid Rabbanan. Rabbeinu Tam and the Ramah hold, you say chaticha nasa nevela, only Mid Rabbanan. By Basar B'chalav, it's Doraisa. By other Isur, it's only Drabbanan. Why is there a Takana Drabbanan? So you look in the Prima Gadim there, you look around, so the Ran says it's a Gzera Otu Basar B'chalav. It goes there. Other mixtures, Otu Basar B'chalav. In Basar B'chalav, you need 60 against the whole mixture. You make a Takan Otu Basar B'chalav. However, they also quote, the Prima Gadim quotes a Ravid. It says there's another reason. Why do you say Chaticha Nase Nevela? There's a principle in Halacha. It's a Machlokas Rishonah, but Vavi Paskin, Black and White, Simon Kufav, and Yoridea. There's a Black and White Halacha, you can't kosher food. Once a piece becomes osur, you can't kosher food. So if I have a piece of meat that fell on something non-kosher, and then it falls into a pot of a lot of kosher food, and there's 60 against everything, against the whole mixture, the original piece I see, I still can't eat. You can't kasher food. So therefore, the rabbi says as follows. Why say chaticha nasa nevela? I have a piece that became osir from non-kosher gravy. It falls into another pot. Let's assume you have 60 against the gravy, but not against the whole piece. The halacha is going to be the pot. Everything in the pot is mutter, but this piece is still osir. People are not going to. People don't know halacha. Well, they're going to see there's a contradiction halacha. This piece is still osir. We mutter everything else without 60 against it. So people who don't understand the depth of halacha will say it can't be. You have don't have 60, and this is still osir. Because if this tarta disaster, that's why it's yechaticha nasa nevela and other isur. So the mechaber and the rabbeinu Ephraim said say chaticha nasa nevela by basur b'chala. The rabbeinu Tam and the Rambam passing say by shar isur. The shach says it's only midrabban. The Taz says it's well. The Ran holds it's gzera to basur b'chala. The rabbi holds it's tarta disaster himself. However, if you look at Rabbi Kivega there in Siman Tzadi Beis, he says you look at that Tosus in Chulin, which quotes on Daf Kuf, quotes the Machlokas Rabbeinu Ephraim and the Rabbeinu Tam. The Tosus there at the end of that Tosus brings Uriah to Rabbeinu Ephraim from Gulei Nochem, how they kashered very big pots. Whatever the Raya is, from the Raya of Tosus, it brings Uriah to Rabbeinu Ephraim from a Pasuk against Rabbeinu Tam. You clearly see that the Tosus understood that Rabbeinu Tam held this Midya Uraisa. Not like the Shach and not like the Taz. Whether it's a din da oraisa chaticha nasa nevela bishar yisur. What's pshat in the Rabbeinu Tam? So the Achronim say, I believe the Aruch HaShulchan points this out, he says Rabbeinu Tam is l'shitasa. We just saw the Rabbeinu Tam who said, Tam ki ikor heter nepach lios yisur. If you taste it, heter nepach lios yisur. Therefore the whole thing becomes osur. So if not kosher gravy falls on a piece of kosher meat, right, you get malchus at anyone, Kizayis, hetanapach lios iser. That's why you nichish him against the whole thing, and it's a din d'oraisa. Tam keiker. It's not that it's not bisbata. Tam is keiker, according to Rebbeinu. Tam is like the iker iser. It makes everything can become awesome. Memele, you need shishim against the entire thing. Halacha l'maisa, we're not so machmer like this. There's a tosvis in Chulin, on Kuf Chesam and Beis. If you read carefully, there's a machlokas, the Rashbam and Tosis, and this tosis in the following case. Let's assume, I have something not kosher. Now the halacha is tam ki ikar. Normally tam ki ikar, we assume it's bottled normally in 60. But it's not always so. A dog or charif, if you have somehow some spice which is very, very sharp, very charif, and it's not kosher, and it falls into something which is mutter, even though you have 100 against it, but if it's a dog or charif, right, it's not going to be bottled. You have black pepper, which is, I don't know, some other Easter of, I don't know, a Bodh Zara or some Easter that somehow this black pepper is actually Osir for some inherent Easter, then, or you have a spice that's from an orla tree, let's say, and it's very Harif, so it won't be Batal even Bel, because you still taste it. Normally we assume 60 and those, but if it's very Harif, you still taste it, it's not Batal. Let's say the following case. Let's assume I have a spice, and it's very charif, but what? But it's kosher. What happened? It absorbed something which isn't kosher. You have salt, and it absorbed the taste of blood, right? So, and then this salt falls into a kosher mixture. So, now what do you do? You say, well, blood is batel b'shishim, it's not charif. But now it's in salt, and the salt is charif. So do you say, since it's salt, it's not bottled. Or do you say, since the original Easter is blood, and that's not charif, it's okay. This machlokas the Rashbam and Tosfos. What's the conceptual machlokas? You taste the blood in the salt. According to the Rabbeinu Tam, heter nepach lios Easter. So the salt isn't kosher. Therefore, it's not kosher salt. You taste it in a mixture, even though you have 60 again, you still taste the salt, it's awesome. However, according to the other Rishonim, you don't say heter nepach lios Easter. You just say that it's not bottled. So what's kosher is the salt. What's not kosher is the blood in it. All you have to do is annul the blood. It's true, you might need a cheshbon of shishim against the whole mixture, but you don't have to actually annul the actual salt. If you look in the Ramah, in Sadi Ches, Sif Ches, and the last Mechab Ramah, in Simon Kufay Sif Yudalad, you will see the Paskin, Ena Nesa Yochol Lesser Ara Machom Shish Yocholech. If the original Easter can't ask you, it's not Harif, the fact that in the way it made something which is Harif, Aser, is not going to change facts. Therefore, we don't paskin heter nafachleos iser. We paskin what's oster is oster, what's mutter is mutter. Just if you taste it, you can't eat it. Therefore, the salt isn't the actual iser. And therefore, even though you taste the salt, as long as you have shishim against the mixture of the salt and the blood, even though you say chaticha nasa nevela, it is mutter. This is a simple synopsis of the basic halachas of mixtures of lach balach and how they read this gemara here of tama or masha or tama v'lo ma'masha.